Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. It's Take Control Tuesday. That means Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org is on the phone. Mansa, we've been doing some wonderful stuff on our podcast. And last week we talked about debt and being able to borrow money, and one doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Right. The difference between credit and debt. You know, in our society, they use the words almost interchangeably. And sometimes they don't have the best motives for doing that because they're able to trick us. For example, a credit card, right? Really, when you use it, it becomes a debt card, but they don't sell it that way.
Right.
So that's one thing. So it's important that we understand as we move forward in our journey here, the difference between credit and debt. And we want to encourage people to go to our homepage at moneysmartlife.org. We've got a graphic up there on the homepage that sort of explains this. But the difference between credit and debt. Credit is the ability to borrow money.
Yes.
You have an ability and a capacity to borrow money. Debt is what happens after you borrow money.
Yes.
You have to pay it back.
You got to pay it back.
You promised to. That's when you borrowed it. But here's the thing. Because you have credit doesn't mean you have to have debt.
Right.
You can have a $5,000 limit on a credit card. That's your ability to borrow. But you don't have to be $5,000 in credit card debt.
Right.
So having the ability to borrow, everybody wants that. That helps you on your journey to financial well-being. It can be part of your safety net, but you really need to control your debt, because when you sign up for debt, what you're actually promising someone is that you will do everything it takes, all your time, talent, energy, and treasure, you'll do that in order to pay them back.
So that's a heavy load to take.
And there's good debt and bad debt, but you want to stay out of debt as much as you can because it restricts your options for the future.
So just because you have a $10,000 limit doesn't mean that you have to spend all that $10,000 in 1 month, because you got to pay it back.
Absolutely. 1 month, 1 year, or 3 years. You know, most people start out with credit cards, and it's about 2 or 3 years after they get the credit card that they look out and find out they're totally underwater and overwhelmed. It's very seductive. It doesn't happen right away.
Absolutely. Well, Mansa, tell everybody where they can find information about that on your website.
Right. MoneySmartLife.org. There's a graphic there on debt versus credit. What's the difference? And when you click on that, it'll take you to our blog section where there are some very helpful articles on debt, credit score management, and other things that can help people. So once again, moneysmartlife.org. Like us on Facebook as well. Find us there and go check out that graphic.
Absolutely. You'll love it. I promise you. Mansa, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.